Hello, everybody, and welcome back to RevHang. As you can tell, this is slightly different format. I'm Nathan, as always. It is season four. Alongside me, scatterbrained, is my good friend and co-host, Ben Bagley, physically rather than virtually this time. So we are here. We're in person.
We're alive, most importantly.
Yes, we're alive after this long and arduous off-season. How was it for you, Ben? It's only been a couple months.
It has been insane.
Insane?
Yeah. I hurt my thumb quite badly during skiing. I have a camera that I can show up. I had a camera before.
Not that much has changed.
Yeah. I have a torso now. I don't know if you guys knew that. But yeah, it's been insane. Hurt myself skiing. Yeah, a lot of stuff. Work. The huge.
Yeah, that sounds insane.
It's a hard time being a Colton Herta fanboy year-round.
It is a hard time always being a Colton Herta fanboy, as well as a New Garden fanboy. When did you make that jump? Because you used to love New Garden.
My wife loved New Garden.
Oh, is that where... Oh, yeah. That's where it happened. Okay, yeah. I see. Well, we have quite a bit to get to today. We are doing our preseason predictions. The IndyCar season did just start this week, which we didn't realize until like the day before. You can tell we're huge fans of racing.
We're not behind. We're just right on top of it.
We had a lot to set up. This has been quite the process getting this new format set up. Thank you, Ben, for offering your beautiful office.
Yeah, it's great.
It's great.
I cleared out the Pokemon binder that was in the background, and that really spruced it up.
There you go. Classy. So, IndyCar has started. F1 starts in 2 weeks on March something, 17th-ish?
Man, if only I had an easily accessible calendar.
16th, yes. That sounds right.
Yeah.
So, we got some time before then, but we do not have time for predictions because IndyCar has already started. We did, however, make these predictions the night before the first race.
We promise. You'll see, because you'll see who we thought would win.
It was horrible, yes. All right, but first, let's go through and tell everybody who is racing in IndyCar this year. The first of many times we'll have to read off a 45-person long list. Not many times.
You're not going to lean off the teams, too, are you?
No.
They can just look at our website, probably, right? Oh, no, I put you on the spot.
There will be a PDF somewhere, maybe.
There is no website.
IndyCar.com.
Yeah, IndyCar.com.
There you go.
Fox News.
Wait. Not that one. All right. So first off, we have Alex Palou, then Colton Herta, Scott McLaughlin, Will Power, Pato O'Ward, Scott Dixon, Kyle Kirkwood, Joseph Newgarden, Santino Ferrucci, Alexander Rossi, Christian Lundgaard, Felix Rosenqvist, lots of familiar names, Rinus VK, Marcus Armstrong, Marcus Ericsson, Graham Rahal, of course, the legend himself, Stingray Robb, is back
still here,
for,
baby,
I believe, his third season. Kiffin Simpson, Christian Rasmussen, Nolan Siegel, David Malukas is back, thank goodness, Jack Harvey.
Jack Harvey's back?
I know.
Wait, did he leave?
Nope. Okay. He's always been there.
He's been here. He was here last season? That's crazy.
Yep. You always just forget that he exists. I do believe he is only doing... He's either only doing ovals or only doing the 500. I don't remember which one. Mm. But he was not in St. Pete, I don't believe, unless he was just that invisible.
He definitely was not.
Connor Daly, Ed Carpenter, Callum Ilott, Helio Castroneves for his, like, 90th season, Kyle Larson, Ryan Hunter-Reay, Marco Andretti, Devlin DeFrancesco is back after a year off, so he's back to cause more chaos, Jacob Abel, Robert Schwartzman, and Louis Fortier.
I think that's probably how you say that. Louis Fortier? Louis Fortier?
He's British, though.
Hmm. Cause...
Oh, wait, no, he's not. No, that's the other guy. There's a lot of names. Maybe.
Because my mother-in-law's maiden name is Fortier. And I'm pretty sure it's Fortier.
It could be.
It might even be related.
Okay. Maybe. Ben would know better than me. Notably, something was notable. I forgot what it was. A lot of these people are only doing the 500 or ovals. As per usual, Ed Carpenter is only doing ovals. Kyle Larson will be back with Arrow McLaren for the Indy 500. Thank goodness. Hopefully he...
Stingray Rob has outlasted Teo Pourchaire.
Don't say things like that, Ben.
No, but it's true.
I know it's true. We got quite a few new faces. We got Prema Racing joining the grid. Very big name in the Formula world in F2, F3. I believe they even have some sports car teams. But they are an IndyCar now, so we got some F2 drivers moving over, notably Callum Ilott and Robert Schwartzman. Ilott was F2 before IndyCar last season. We're starting the season off with a big old ramble, which is, you know, tradition around here.
There's a lot to talk about.
There is. There's a lot sort of to talk about. Actually, not that much has happened in the off season. It's been a fairly quiet off season, shockingly.
For IndyCar?
Well, for IndyCar, a lot's happened, but I just... There's still just in general, can't keep
like
up.
I feel like a lot of stuff's happened in F1, at least.
Sort of. Also, I forgot to...
Or I guess it's just one or two big things that people keep talking about.
Yeah. Notably, first off, paddock news. We'll take a break from IndyCar.
Speaking of...
FIA Sports have banned swearing in all of the FIA motorsports. So, if you swear, you get a massive fine now.
Yeah.
If you swear again, you get an even more massive fine. And if you swear a third time, you get banned from all motorsports for a month.
Yeah, can you remind me which racing series the FIA regulates? Just name off a few for me.
That would be Formula One, World Endurance, not IMSA. But definitely Rally, World Rally, Formula E, you know, a few of them.
Yeah, to some of the big names.
MotoGP.
Oh, I forgot about MotoGP.
Yep. So, you know, pretty much everything that's not American.
Hoorah!
Yeah, so swearing is a big deal now. That was a big push from FIA management. Everyone in Formula One is very pleased about this new rule, of course. I'm being sarcastic. It's caused quite the stir, and we're going to see what happens with it, because I have a feeling they're going to have to ban multiple drivers this season, which I'm sure will not be a PR nightmare at all.
No, definitely not.
No, not going to cause any sort of controversy. Notably, Max Verstappen has already flipped off a Williams driver and nothing happened, so we'll... I guess that's not swearing.
I heard they were friends, so...
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly, he was an ostrich. Predictions for IndyCar.
Back to IndyCar.
To IndyCar. Stay focused. Nothing's really changed. We're just in person now.
Yeah. It's easier to go rambling now.
Yes. It's also easier to not talk over each other, which is nice.
Yeah. We can emote.
We can emote and see each other emoting.
Yeah, you can see us react to what each other says, which is way funnier. I reacted so many times to things Nathan said, and you guys never saw it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's true. Also... It always looked like I was looking at you because of how I edited the videos, but I actually never saw Ben's face when we were recording.
We never saw each other.
No, it was all voice. So, we're rambling. Again, predictions, IndyCar. Total different race winners. Ben, how many different race winners are we going to have?
I think there's going to be 8 different race winners.
8 different race winners. Okay, I went with 6. I think there were 7 last year, so we're... No, that was F1. Maybe. No, F1 was more than that.
F1 was 7, wasn't it?
I don't remember, but...
It was a lot.
It was a thing. Okay, so 8 and 6. Total DNFs for our 16 race season.
I thought it was 17.
Are we counting Thermal Club? Because that's not a championship race.
You can still DNF there.
Yeah? Okay, 17 race season.
Stick with it. I've got 60 for this one.
I've got 84, and I think it was high 60s last time, so, and last year was 17 races, so, I'm going to take that L.
Yeah, I mean, we're already down two, but that plays my odds pretty well.
Down one. Oh, two DNFs. Two DNFs. No, three DNFs. Yeah, there was a third, because three people
crashed. Siegel, crash. Power, and...
And the new guy.
The British guy.
Yeah.
No, the not British guy.
The guy that we don't know how to say his last name.
I'm pretty sure it's Fourier. And yeah, that makes sense. Okay, yeah, three. So I'm right on track for my prediction.
Oh, nope. It's... I think autocorrect got me there. It's Lewis Foster, not Fourier. Okay.
Probably, yeah, okay. Not Fourier, it's Foster.
Foster. We're sorry about that. I'm sure you listen. Not Fostier either.
Fostier.
Okay. Driver with most DNFs.
I went with Stingray Rob. He's still here.
He's still here. So he's still going to take it. Yeah. I went with Robert Schwartzman. Not sure why. I just felt right. Felt right to me. A driver with most pole positions.
I gave this one to Colton Herta.
I went with Scott McLaughlin, and so far I'm doing well.
Yeah.
Most consistent driver, who you got?
I've got Scott Dixon for this one.
I have Callum Ilott.
Ooh.
Not my best work, but we'll see how it goes. Consistently. See, because I was thinking he'll be consistently midfield, but that's not how it works in IndyCar.
Yeah. There's no midfield in IndyCar.
Not really. So we'll see how that goes. Maybe okay. He'll just be really bad this year.
Maybe.
Least consistent driver.
I went with Nolan Siegel.
Okay. I went with Alex Rossi.
Nice.
Yeah. Driver with most wins.
I went with Colton Herta for this one.
Okay, I went Pato O'Ward. Not looking good so far. and then our IndyCar champion for 2025.
It's not looking good so far, but I've got Herta for this one.
I have Palou. Herta's never going to change. Andretti's never going to change. That's
Herta's changed quite a lot.
Herta's actually a lot better than he used to be. All right. Let's talk about St. Pete, the race that just happened. Qualifying, we'll go through the top 10. Yeah, on pole position, we had Scott McLaughlin, followed by Colton Herta, Felix Rosenqvist, Marcus Armstrong, Christian Lundgaard. 6 through 10, we had Scott Dixon, Marcus Ericsson, Alex Palou, Kyle Kirkwood, and Joseph Newgarden. So moving into the race, there was an early incident involving Power, Siegel, and Foster. The
same place where it always is.
Yep, turn three. Just like last year.
Old reliable.
And the year before, I believe.
Always takes out at least three people.
Yep, right. This one was slightly less intense than last year's. I don't think we had a car going airborne this year. But still, three car incidents. That was the only yellow flag of the entire race, which was pretty crazy. Very for St. Pete.
Yeah.
Yeah. McLaughlin led most of the race, but was passed by Palou on strategy towards the end, about three-quarters of the way through the race. Newgarden passed Dixon with 26 laps to go for a net P2. Newgarden chased down Palou in the closing stages of the race, but was unable to pass him. And then on the last lap, Dixon made a bold move to take P2 back from Newgarden.
Who was out of gas and coasting to the finish line.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
I didn't pick up on that one.
Newgarden was straight up out of gas. He had a fuel issue, apparently, for most of the race.
I know Herta had a fuel issue.
Herta had a couple
issues. Tire issues and team issues.
His pit team pulled a Bottas there.
Yeah, they really did.
Yeah, and Dixon didn't have a radio all race.
That's right. Scott Dixon
and
did not.
And he still came in second.
Still came in second. That's just the 15-year vet or however however long. I think that's actually probably pretty close to true. He's been in the sport for quite a while. All right, so the results of the race, we had Alex Palou in first, followed by Scott Dixon and Joseph Newgarden running off the podium. Fourth and fifth were McLaughlin and Kirkwood. 6 through 10, we had Ericsson, Rosenqvist, Lundgaard, VK, and Rossi. 11 through 15 were Award, Rahal, Malukas, Ferrucci, and Rasmussen. 16 through 20 were Herta, Daly, Simpson, Ilott, and Schwartzman. 21 through 25 were Rob, DeFrancesco, Abel, Armstrong, and Siegel. Siegel was a DNF, as was Will Power and Lewis Foster. I'm always going to see it as like Louie now. I'm going to have to get updates on that.
All right, so I feel so bad for Siegel. He was doing so well in qualifying.
And yeah.
You'll see my predictions, but yeah, it's disappointing.
Unfortunate. Yeah. All right, so championship standings are going to be the finishing order. Shocker. Not really, actually. There's a couple that switched because of bonus points, but nothing crazy. At most, they're tied for the next position up. So things will shake out a little different as the season goes on, obviously. So let's talk about it. The Fox broadcast.
Yeah,
you asked me how I felt about it.
Yeah.
You tell me how you felt about it first.
Okay. I watched it. So I VPN'd in from Chechia. And I got the all-access membership so I can watch it, you know, whenever and all that stuff. It's like F1 TV, but you have to use a VPN in US because Fox has the rights and it's pretty dumb. But anyways, I watched that stream. It was pretty bare bones. It was just the timing charts on the side. There wasn't any, like, HUDs on the aero screen or anything like that. No commercial interruptions was cool. But it really showed off how kind of lukewarm the race direction was, I think. It really didn't show a whole lot of interesting parts of the race that I think they probably could have. There was a lot of zoomed out portions. So it was, I don't know, it was like 6.5 out of 10. It wasn't the most stable stream I've ever watched either. I lost about a minute and a half-ish to just like a random outage. But aside from that, I mean, it's pretty accessible. I got to cancel my Peacock subscription, so that was pretty cool.
I still have to do that.
So I'm hoping they add in some more graphics. It was a lot of information on the NBC broadcast with the push-to-pass information and the hybrid system information and all that, but I really liked the overload of information. Because you kind of pick and choose, and they really had a dearth of it. So I'm looking forward to them adding that info back.
Yeah, I think that's the general consensus from what I read online. Fox definitely, this is for sure their first time doing this. It's not quite as easy as NASCAR, or remotely the same in terms of how the sport works. So I'm sure they'll get a hold of it as time goes on, but I actually watched it on TV. I did not actually do the VPN streaming in on the IndyCar app or whatever it is you use, the direct access.
Just the internet.
The internet.
Just watched it through my browser in full screen from there.
Well, I watched it on YouTube TV, which I guess is also through the internet, but is also cable. So I watched the Fox actual broadcast, and I can confirm there are still ads during the race.
Rough.
Every 3 laps or so, just like NBC.
Was it absolutely split screen like they said it would be?
No, not at all.
Awesome.
No, so at some point this season, they're going to come back from commercial, and there's going to be cars everywhere. And
awesome.
I'm not looking forward to that. I'll be pretty upset. It was not split screen like they said it was going to be. NBC did that occasionally, which was nice. So I will say the commentary was pretty good.
It was pretty good, yeah.
Will Buxton did a really good job considering it was his first IndyCar race. He seemed very knowledgeable on the sport. Which,
genuinely excited.
Yep.
Love to see it.
Yep. So, and he wasn't making any crazy statements like, to win the race, you have to finish first.
He's probably self-aware of the memes at this point. He'd probably throw one in just as a bone for us.
Yeah, right. He did a good job, though. And, of course, James Hinchcliffe is always a pleasure. And
T-Bell's same as always.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, the Trackside crew, still kind of figuring out. I know they have a couple absences on the Trackside crew, but overall, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah. Yep, they were pretty good. Other than that, it was pretty much same as usual. I feel like the direction was a little off, but I think they'll just kind of figure it out as time goes on.
Yeah.
And hopefully they add the split screen ads and then more graphics, like you said. And also the tire graphics were incorrect
half the time.
So F1 has that problem too, though, occasionally. So
very true.
It's not
unique.
I pay
a lot more per year for the F1 subscription.
Yes. Yeah, that one's quite expensive. All right, moving on. Pelot is inevitable, just like Max Verstappen. This guy is right back to his winning ways.
Zero passes on track. All he needed was strategy and consistency to win the race.
And clean air, yep.
Yeah.
And he didn't even have clean air half the time, and he still won the race. So, yeah, the guy is just an absolute machine, as always. I think he'll probably win another championship, but yeah, we'll get there in a sec.
He and Dixon both are just... The fact that Ganassi has retained both of them is just, like, such a wild circumstance.
Yeah. They really have the dream team there. Pretty nuts. Colton Herta, like we alluded to earlier, cannot catch a break. The guy had a great start to the race. He got screwed on strategy at the beginning and then still made it work. And then on his second pit stop, his team absolutely blew it.
Wasted 20 seconds waiting for a right rear tire.
Yeah, I think it was 4, but it felt like 20.
It felt like 20. He wasted 3 minutes and a bit.
Yeah, he was went 3 laps down.
They just
down.
Wouldn't let him go.
Yeah, so that botched pit stop really threw a wrench in things. And then he had to make another unplanned pit stop because he had a fuel problem. And they had to refuel the car again. So
seemed like there were a bunch of fuel problems this race for a bunch of people.
There were.
Teams are definitely ironing out the kinks.
Yeah, I don't know what the story is there, because there were a lot of fuel problems. It could have something to do with the new hybrid engines, but they did introduce those last season.
Is this also new renewable fuel?
Yeah, the new fuel, the full 100% renewable fuel by Shell, because they made that known very many times.
Yep. Is F1 on fully renewable fuel yet?
I don't believe so. I think they're IndyCar almost there.
Beat F1 to renewable fuel. That is wild.
Yeah.
It's not in my bingo.
Not in your bingo card. Also, engine regulations haven't changed since, like, 2012 or something in F1, so...
Right, yeah.
There's that, too. I think they're going full renewable in 26, though. I think. I know that the electric part is going to be a much bigger deal next season, yeah, in F1, but... All right, and then our last talking point, Pato O'Ward had an absolute amazing... rescue drive. He started... Where did he qualify?
At 24th or something?
Qualified 23rd.
23rd.
And after having an atrocious race with horrible strategy, somehow finished 11th.
Wild. Ahead of Colton Herta.
Ahead of Colton Herta, who started second. We take those. I'm still a McLaren fan, by the way, so I'm going to have a great season this year. Maybe. All right, that wraps up IndyCar for this week. It will be back for Thermal in like 3 weeks' time, and then another 3 weeks later we get Long Beach. So it's really like a 6-week break between championship races, which is wild.
I'm so excited for Long Beach, though.
Yeah, Long Beach is great. It's a good one. Yeah. So that will be back in April, but until then we have F1 to talk about. Everybody's favorite. My favorite.
I think sometimes. My favorite's still IndyCar.
IndyCar's so good, though. I mean, as a series, I think IndyCar is the best, but F1 doesn't run ads during the race.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Just
all right.
Get a VPN. Just pretend you're not from the US.
Could do that. Also, some news. Apparently, Netflix has entered the bid to be F1's sole... provider for broadcasting. Luckily I have F1, like the F1 TV subscriptions that hopefully won't affect me, but for all the people that have been watching on ESPN, I apologize if this goes to Netflix, because it's just gonna be bad. I'm sorry,
there's no way. Yeah.
All right, Formula One, there's 20 drivers this season. Let's go through the list. Do you want to take this one, Ben?
Yep, I can do this. I swear I'm not yawning because I'm bored. I'm yawning because existence. Yeah, it is 8:45.
Yes.
we did it to ourselves. Anyways, yes, the driver lineups for the team, not organized by team, but in order of where they finished last year.
Yes.
Is Max Verstappen for Red Bull, Lando Norris for McLaren, Charles Leclerc still a Ferrari.
I realized that this was maybe not a great idea. Yeah.
Where are you going to go with it? Oscar Piastri is still at McLaren, Carlos Sainz has moved to Williams, George Russell is still at Mercedes, Lewis Hamilton, now Ferrari man, Fernando Alonso stuck at Aston Martin until Newey gives him a better car, Pierre Gasly is still at Alpine, very French, Nico Hülkenberg is at Stake, Sauber, Audi, F1, maybe, who knows, we'll see. Will Audi actually get into F1? We'll see. Maybe they'll pull out. Yuki Tsunoda is still at RB, Visa Cash App Racing. Lance Stroll, still at Aston Martin until his dad quits. Esteban Ocon is at Haas now. They took him when the French didn't want him. Alex Albon is stuck at Williams until another better team has a driver opening. Ollie Bearman's at Haas because that was one of the last teams they had available. Liam Lawson's at Red Bull because Sergio Perez just couldn't cut the snuff and they couldn't figure out what to do with Carlos Sainz last season. Jack Doohan's at Alpine, but he's probably going to be replaced halfway through the season. Kimi Antonelli's at Mercedes because he's young and they think he's going to be the next Lewis Hamilton. Isaac Hadjar is at Red Bull. I don't know who that
RB.
Is. RB.
Not Red Bull.
Visa Cash App. And Gabriel Bortoleto is at Stake. Good luck to you, sir.
Yes, indeed. Oh, that did not fix things. My goodness.
What did he do?
Nothing. It's all fine. I tried to fix it. It did not happen. I love how... Did I say... No, Stake is twice. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I did this in the order they finished last season because that's how the championship order is listed everywhere. But I realized that for a podcast where we're reading out for, you know, informational purposes, this was not the way
to
go.
They can see our faces, but they still can't see the screens.
No, I might post the, I might start posting the script,
side by side
the script so people can follow along, if they want to, if they want to see. Yeah. You can see how cursed our scripts are.
The visual humor. It's really important.
Yeah. Our scripts are definitely not organized well, so.
Yeah, eventually it'll just be like a background of us playing F1-24 in the background to keep people's attention.
Yeah, like all the TikTok formats.
Yeah, the Subway Surfers, like, but it's F1 in rally.
Subway Surfers while someone's reading a Reddit post. Yeah, that's what our content
it'll
is boiled down
Nathan
to.
Doing this.
That's a good one.
For an hour.
There we go. All right. So, I love how you listed out all the drivers and why they're irrelevant.
I wish I had started with that, but I didn't really get into my groove until halfway through. But
it's all good.
We'll go with it.
Yeah. We're still figuring out our rhythm with this whole in-person thing, and we had, you know, a background planned out, and then we set it up, and then we didn't like it, so we took it down. And then, honestly, this is better.
This is pretty good, yeah.
So, I like it. I like the plant. There's the transformer as well.
Yep, wheel jack.
Perfect. All right. Let's get into our predictions, Ben.
Okay.
This goes right every year, obviously.
It's the most fun one, aside from the season end.
Right. All right, Ben, Constructors' Championship, give me the 10 teams in the order you believe they will finish.
I've got Ferrari, then Red Bull, then McLaren, Mercedes, Williams in fifth, Haas, Aston Martin, RB, Visa, Cash App, Racing, Red Bull, Alpine, and Audi, Sauber, Stake, Racing.
Yeah, it's not confusing with the team names at all this year.
Yeah.
Notably, RB is actually technically called Racing Bulls this year. They're actually going with that now.
Really?
That's what they say.
It took them that long to get to it?
Right. Sauber, I think, is still called Stake F1 Team Sauber, but not everywhere because gambling is illegal in a lot of places. And so I'm just calling them Sauber this season because I'm not going to switch back and forth between Stake F1 Team Sauber and Sabra, depending on where they're
depending
racing.
Depending where they are.
I'm not Googling the legality of online gambling.
Middle Eastern ones are steak, and everywhere else it's Sabra.
No, it's the opposite.
Is it really? Gambling's illegal in Middle East?
In a lot of those countries. Well, actually, no. It's Australia. I know. Wait. See, this is why. This is why we're not doing this.
That's crazy. I would have thought that... Okay, anyways.
I don't know.
Nathan, what are your top... What are your placements?
Oh, I actually have to do this too. Yeah. I have McLaren winning the Constructors' Championship.
Of course you do.
Excuse me. They won last season. This is not a far stretch.
He did.
followed by Ferrari and then Mercedes. And then I have Red Bull in fourth this year.
Wow.
Followed by Williams in fifth. If Williams finishes one place behind Red Bull...
Why do we both have Williams at fifth is insane.
Well, Carlos Sainz has helped that along. Aston Martin I've gotten sixth, which I still think is too high. Haas is seventh. RB Racing Bulls is eighth. Alpine is ninth. And Sauber is tenth.
Yep.
I'm going to stick with these predictions, but I don't think that's right. I think Aston Martin's going to tank.
Our bottom five are remarkably similar.
Yeah, it's also very difficult to order them because they were all very close last year except for Sauber.
And they all have rookies.
They all have rookies. Aston Martin. Yeah. Williams has two seasoned vets, though, and presumably a car that was not designed in Excel.
Theoretically. We don't know for sure until it happens. You break open the car and there's an Excel spreadsheet inside.
Yeah. You just see the Microsoft logo when you peel back the paint. Like,
no. They turn it on, it's the Microsoft logo.
Yeah. Windows 7 running in the car. All right.
Da-da.
Exactly. All right, Drivers' Championship, give me your order, Ben.
Verstappen, Norris, Leclerc, Hamilton, Russell, Piastri, Lawson, Antonelli, Sainz, and Albon are my top 10. And the rest of them, I have Alonso, Ocon, Tsunoda, Gasly, Behrman, Stroll, Hülkenberg, Doohan, Hadjar, and Bortoleto.
Bortoleto.
I typed in Bort as a joke, and I genuinely forgot that his full name was Bortoleto.
All right, I've got Lando Norris winning the championship. Don't hate me. Followed by Leclerc and Verstappen in third. Then Piastri and Hamilton in fourth and fifth. 6 through 10, I've got Russell, Sainz, Antonelli, Lawson, and Albon. 11 through 15, Alonso, Stroll, Ocon, Tsunoda, and Gasly. And 16 through 20, Behrman, Hülkenberg, Hadjar, Doohan, and Bortoleto.
Bortoleto.
That's going to be his name from now on.
Borba Bebo.
All right. Total safety cars and VSCs. There are 24 races this season. How many safety cars / virtual safety cars will there be, Ben?
I've got 35. That gives room for 1.5 safety cars per race.
Chaos. There's going to be a race where there's like 7, and that's going to save you this year.
Yep. Brazil all over again.
Yeah, exactly. I have 28, so still quite a bit, but not as chaotic as Ben's thinking.
Still enough for at least one per race.
Yes. Most fastest laps, what do you got, Ben?
I've got Hamilton for this one. I don't know why.
Okay. I mean, he's in a Ferrari, which presumably seems to be like the
second
fastest.
Should be slightly faster than Mercedes.
Yeah. Most fastest laps, I have Norris. Total different race winners, what do you got?
I've got 5.
I have 6. And honestly, I think that's too low. But I think it's going to be a really good season again with a lot of different winners. Fastest pit stop team. Both of us have McLaren.
Oh, we did. Look at that.
Look at that.
It's tough to argue with history.
Yeah, also Red Bull's, I think, like, pit stop, one of their, like, head mechanics in the pit stop just quit, so...
He did leave, yeah.
And he's been there for, like, 12 years. So
maybe
that might have an effect. Probably not, but we'll see. Total DNFs. What do you got?
I've got 60 DNFs.
I've got 73. It occurred to me that we...
You have 7 fewer safety cars, but you have 13 more DNFs. You think more drivers are going to crash per safety... A higher safety car per driver per safety car average than I do.
Yes, we're gonna have a bunch of races where five drivers are out on the first lap.
Hungary 2021.
Exactly. Bottas is gonna go bowling and he's not even on the grid this year.
I saw a picture of Kimi Antonelli and Bottas when Bottas first started racing, and oh, Kimi Antonelli in the paddock is like
a child.
A child.
Yeah, for real.
And I was like, oh, Bottas is his backup this year. That's so crazy.
Yep. Alrighty, driver with most pole positions, what do you got?
Wait, we skipped team with most DNFs.
Oh, we did do that, yeah. Team with most DNFs.
It's going to be Alpine.
I said RB. I said Alpine first, and then I realized that I've said that for the last 2 years, and so I wanted to stop hating.
For the most part, it's been true.
For the most part, yeah, except for last year when it was Williams by a long shot.
Oh, yeah.
Because of Logan Sargeant. Actually, Logan Sargeant wasn't the
really
problem.
Logan Sargeant.
No, it was Albon that was the problem.
Albon kept crashing them and pretending it was Logan Sargeant.
Yeah, he kept blaming Sargeant for all of his crashes. And then he would crash and then get Sargeant's car for the race.
He'd crash, is like, why would Logan Sargeant do this?
Exactly. All right, driver with most pole positions.
Lando Norris.
That
one's for you.
I have Charles Leclerc. Did that one for you.
I'm not even a Leclerc fan.
I know.
Okay.
It's for...
Do I give off the vibe of a Leclerc fan?
No.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
I was just trying
to stop that in its tracks.
I don't like Leclerc. No.
Let me be clear.
Tifosi, don't come after me. all right. Most consistent driver.
I've got Scott Dixon for this one.
There you go.
But actually, I've got George Russell for this because I didn't know where to put him.
Okay, fair enough.
But actually, Scott Dixon is like...
He's pretty solid, yeah.
He might be the most consistent driver ever.
Maybe he subs in for one race and then you actually get the most consistent because he has 100% consistency. or zero standard deviation, which is
savings.
Actually how I do it. I've got Lando.
Imagine him coming back to paddock with like 20 kilograms of fuel still in his car.
Yes.
He's like, I didn't need it.
I didn't need it. It's all extra weight. What have you done? I have Lando Norris for this. Least consistent driver. What do you got?
Liam Lawson.
Good choice. I have Kimi Antonelli.
Also a good choice.
Yeah, I think it's probably going to be one of those two.
Yeah.
All right. And most consistent team.
I've got Williams for this.
Interesting. I've got Ferrari for this one. I think they're going to be consistently second and third. Or third and fourth. We'll see. Least consistent team.
I've got Ferrari for this.
I have Red Bull for this one.
Interesting.
Because you're going to have the races that...
as least consistent driver.
Right.
So.
You're going to have Verstappen who wins a bunch of races, and then you're going to have Liam Lawson. And then you're also going to have the races that Max doesn't win because I don't think Red Bull's as good this year. So I think they're going to be all over the place.
Dang. We probably talked about this a lot last year, but do you think Lawson will be a better driver than Perez in Red Bull?
Not at all. No.
There we go. That's why.
Yeah, I don't think it's the driver. I think it's the car. And it's Max Verstappen is the thing.
Ah.
We've talked about this a lot,
yeah.
But we're going to have to replace our Perez hate with somebody. So it's either going to be Lawson or...
We can even split it up. We can each have a different driver to hate.
We can just start hating on all the rookies. I think that's the plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For as long as they last. Let's hate on Doohan. We probably only have him for a few more races.
We've already hated on Doohan. We've put him near the back of the grid.
Alpine wants Colapinto now.
Yeah. Get that guy in the car. Even though he crashed a ton when he was at Williams. He was fast, though.
He was fast.
He was fast. He just crashed. All right. Much like Alex Albon. This is our grab bag predictions. We did this last season. So this is just three predictions from each of us that are whatever we think is going to happen. No structure.
Formula One related, specifically.
Yes. Yeah.
I probably could have made an IndyCar prediction, but...
We could have, but we didn't.
Yeah, we didn't.
All F1. So, what's your first one, Ben?
I have Hamilton filing a restraining order against MBS.
Okay.
I feel like that's something probably the most feasible one out of all my predictions. I'm shooting for the moon on these ones.
Honestly, that is probably the most possible.
Have you seen
one?
How uncomfortable Lewis Hamilton is when...
I don't think I can, like, recall specifically, but it would not surprise me.
Yeah.
let's not get into the reasons why, but I think that there's actually some stuff there. That'd be really funny. Kind of depends on the context. But anyway, all right, my first one is there will be more Andretti drama before their 2026 entrance with Cadillac.
That one's easily going to be true.
Probably.
I have no doubt.
I mean, it's not guaranteed, but it's probably going to happen.
Colton Herter will fill get his super license again this year.
That's probably what it's going to be. Yeah.
Andretti will screw him out of getting an F1 seat, so yeah, they get to keep him in IndyCar for longer.
Colton Herta gets fired from Andretti so that he can get an F1 seat. So he gets rehired with Cat. I don't know.
They're sending him to Chip Ganassi so he can actually get a super license points.
Yeah, right. All right. Ben, second prediction.
Toto Wolff will be fired from Mercedes.
Okay, do you want to give any background as to why?
No, I do not.
Okay, fair enough. Mine is at least two drivers will get banned for swearing.
Very cool.
Okay. Third one.
Audi leaves Formula One.
Audi leaves Formula One before their first season. Love it.
Let's be real. It already feels like their foot's kind of out of the door.
Well, I mean, they haven't started yet, Ben. I think Sauber's just keeping the team breathing until they get here. We'll see what happens. And my third one is Carlos Sainz will score at least two times Albon's points this season.
You really think he's going to clown on Albon like that?
Yes.
Damn.
Nothing against Albon. I just think Sainz is that good.
Okay.
So.
There it is.
There it is.
I keep scrolling down on my screen and you stop. Knock that off.
I'm sorry. Alrighty. Now we'll get into our weekly predictions. We only have one to go over. So, last week's race, IndyCar at St. Pete. Pole position went to Scott McLaughlin. What did you say, Ben?
I had Colton Herta.
I had Kyle Kirkwood.
I was so close.
Podium was Pelot, Dixon, and Newgarden. What did you say, Ben?
I had McLaughlin, Siegel, and Lundgaard.
McLaughlin and Lundgaard both led many laps during that race. And Siegel looked really good in qualifying, and somehow none of the three ended up on the podium.
Tell me you based your results off qualifying without telling me you based your results off qualifying.
I had O'Ward, Newgarden, and McLaughlin. Also, I did not look at qualifying before making my predictions. Otherwise,
and
I would
you were
not.
Right.
I was right. I had Newgarden.
You had Newgarden somehow doing well on the first street circuit of the season.
He's also won this race several times. So
I always forget about that. Last time
he won last year, but he got disqualified.
He's pushed to pass all the time.
He's like always pushed to pass. All right, winning number of pit stops was three. What did you say, Ben?
I had three.
And I had two, so you
get
that point.
That worked out because it seemed like the alternates were made out of very semi-soft cheeses this weekend.
They really were, and apparently that was intentional. So
was it really?
Yeah, they're saying that the alternate, they're trying to increase the spread between the alternates and the
primaries. I feel
like
there was already a decent spread. Without
I feel like there
the
was
alternates
too.
Unusable.
Which it feels like they are now.
F1 has that problem already with the softs.
Yes.
Where they're like unusable.
Softs are unusable and wet tires are also useless.
We don't have to get into that.
We've gotten into that. Also, I've made a change on the script. We're going with the gray instead of the red because it feels better.
It does feel much better.
It also is easier on the eyes.
That is also true. Just get an OLED screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Easy.
Brightness all the way up. All right. Our predictions for Thermal Car. Thermal Club.
Thermal Car.
There we go. Sounds like an
with
OIT project right there. Yeah. Okay. Pole position for the Thermal Club race. What do you got?
I'm flip-flopping. I'm throwing Newgarden in this one.
And I've got Herta. What happened to us?
What?
Who are you, Ben? Who am I?
Should we trade seats?
Maybe. All right. Podium.
I've got Dixon, Pelot, and Rosenqvist because I've given up on fighting Pelot.
Okay. I've
We're
got,
one race into the season.
I've got Pelot, Herta, and Lundgaard.
Wow.
The crazy thing is
we
I
should
don't,
trade seats.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't think all of the racers are actually going to be racing at Thermal, so it's possible that maybe like Lundgaard and Rosenqvist aren't even going to be racing. I don't know.
That'd be a minus one for both of us, and it would even out anyways. So
perfect. It works.
Rosenquist is my ringer anyways, so.
Yeah. And then winning number of pit stops is irrelevant because of garbage format.
Yeah.
Because halftime.
We all love Thermal Club. We all love mandatory tire changes.
And like 13 lap stints.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's love great. That. Love it. Awesome.
Thank you, the rich and powerful with an IndyCar.
Yes, the most anticlimactic $1 million challenge of all time.
We love that there's a Monaco for IndyCar.
Yep, that's essentially what it is. And it's not, there aren't even any walls. It's just like the tightest, most random track.
In the middle of thermal.
Yes. Middle of the desert. Okay, Formula One predictions. Top five for Australia. What do you got, Ben?
Got Norris, Verstappen, Hamilton, Leclerc, and Russell. I almost accidentally did nothing. Australian accent there, that would have been embarrassing. And I've got Lawson as my dark horse.
That would have been perfect. I have Leclerc, Norris, Piastri, Verstappen, and Hamilton with Antonelli as my dark horse.
Ooh.
So, yes. What did I... Didn't we already... When did we do this?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I think I'm tripping. It's okay. fastest lap. What do you got, Ben?
I've got Lawson for this one.
I have Norris. And driver of the day.
I'm going to give it to Hamilton. If he does anywhere near podium in that Ferrari, his first race, Italy is going to just be so excited.
Yes, this is accurate. I have Leclerc. So Italy will also be excited. Yes. All right. That rounds off our predictions and most of the episode. We have one very important segment that is back for season 4.
I've got more wisdom.
Ben has more words of wisdom. Even more niche.
It's going to be great.
Perfect. Ben, what do you got for us today?
So,
many of you might... Look dead into the camera's eyes.
Some of you might not know this, but I'm a huge tire nerd. I spend hours upon hours researching tires before I buy them. And I think you should too. I think you should spend a lot of time thinking about the tires that you buy. I think you need to think about your climate. I think you need to be realistic with what you use your tires for. And I think you need to get them sized appropriately in order to have the best performance for your vehicle with the best safety. Because the tire is literally the most important part of your car or truck. Without them, your car literally does not touch the road. Your engine does not go anywhere. You do not go anywhere without the tires. Your suspension is set up to take care of your tires. So please... choose your tires responsibly.
Thank you for that, Ben.
You're welcome.
I love watching the levels on the screen over there just going absolutely crazy.
I tried to speak a little bit quieter, but I got pretty close.
You got a little animated there at the end. Love it. Good advice, Ben. I'm sure everybody at home will have that burned into their dreams tonight. But that does it for this first episode of season 4. First episode in person after we've done 3 full years. This is our 4th year. I'm very excited for this season. I think Ben is too. This is actually a really cool format. I actually prefer this a lot. It's easier to sit here and talk to somebody in person rather than through Discord, which kind of drops sometimes.
It seems so much shorter, though. I need to work on my posture.
Yes, I also slouch a lot, so I shall also work on my posture, hopefully. And my microphone habits, and actually looking at the camera more because it matters more, and not just sitting here reading a screen, which I have been doing the entire episode and just realized like 10 minutes ago. So
you suddenly become self-aware.
Yes. They can see everything. But with all that being said, thank you everybody so much for watching and or listening. If you're listening, you're really missing out. Go find us on YouTube. If you enjoyed this episode, leave a like or rating on the platform you listened on. It really helps us out. Subscribe or follow if you'd like to see more. If you want to see updated standings for IndyCar and F1, F1 is kind of all zeros right now, but IndyCar is not, so you can find those standings at revhang.com, as well as a calendar of upcoming racing from those two series. If you have a question about racing or about us, hit us up on any socials and comments or DMs, and we may feature your question on the next show if we get enough, maybe we can have like a little hat bag thing that...
A grab bag.
Grab,
a,
yeah.
A grab Dodge Viper.
There you go. We're going to need to have more than one comment on each episode, though.
I don't know if you can see this, but we can put them in the trunk right here. We'll pull them out.
That's perfect. It'd be even funnier if it was just one. Maybe we'll do that.
That's about all I have to report.
Just a little, like, fortune cookie strip. Just like
you, like, crack the car in half and pull out the fortune strip.
Exactly. All right. You can follow Ben on Instagram at BenjiMeetsWorld and myself at 2N_squared. You can follow the RevHang page on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and even TikTok, which is not going away as of right now for another probably 45 days.
I don't use it.
That's fair. I don't really either, but now I do for this.
I'm sorry.
RevHang Media is the tag on all of those. And yeah, we'll be back in 2 weeks to talk about the Formula One opening race in Australia. But until then, I've been Nathan.
And I'm Ben.
Thanks for hanging out.
See you later.